Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to ask a very important and interesting question, and that question is about the Holy Quran. As you know, we're in the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. It's also the month in which we have been asked and requested to read as much Quran as possible. So today we're going to ask a question about the Quran, and that question is this: are we allowed to open the Quran, right, and kind of perform a divination, right, which they call it, in English they call it predicting the future, right, by means of the Quran? In Arabic they say tafa'ul, right, or opening the Quran and trying to understand and predict what will happen in the future, right? Right. So this is what we want to ask today. And then if this is impermissible, this leads to another question: how does this tie up with what a lot of people do using the Quran, and which is the istikhara? Right? Istikhara is a practice that, you know, Muslims do. They open the Quran if they want to figure out whether a certain act is good or bad, right? Why is this different from, you know, what this tafa'ul is? So according to certain riwayat and, traditions which have been narrated, such as a tradition which is Sheikh Muhammad ibn Yaqub al-Kulaini has narrated from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam in the famous book Al-Kafi, we're not allowed to do this. We're not allowed to predict the future using the Quran. La tafa'al bil Quran, right? Don't predict the future using the Quran, right? Right. So this is clear that this is wrong. This is incorrect, right? So the answer to this question is that no, this is clearly impermissible. We're not allowed to do this. So then the answer to the second question was this. The question was: what is the difference between this and the istikhara that people do, right? So the answer to this question is that this is very simple. Istikhara is when we ask God, right, to show us what is good for us or not, right? In other words, when we take an istikhara, we're simply asking God to guide us to what is best. If the action is good or bad for us, it will lead to a good outcome or a bad outcome. We're not asking, we're not trying to predict the future based on this istikhara. So there's clearly a difference between the two, and obviously we shouldn't confuse one of them with the other. And we should also add the reservation here that this istikhara is also, there's certain conditions for it. It should be performed after consultation and prayer and these kind of things, and also the use of the intellect, right? There's some conditions for it, and we shouldn't confuse here these subjects with one another. Like, for example, we want to give an example here for this. We could say that when we do a tafa'ul, like, for example, let's say that somebody's sick and he wants to know, will I get better or not? He opens the Quran up really quickly and sees what the Quran says, tries to derive, knowledge of the unseen, about what will happen to him from the verse of the Holy Quran. This is what is impermissible. But like for example, if he wants to refer to a certain doctor, right? He's not sure if this doctor, what will happen, by referring to the doctor is good for him or not, and he takes an istikhara, right? So this is clearly, there's a distinction between the two. We shouldn't confuse them with one another. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the permissibility of divination based on the Holy Quran. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.